Welcome to the Casual Convo Podcast. I'm your host, Nasika, and welcome back. Welcome myself back. Yeah, it's been a while, right? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Life has been lifing, okay? But just as a reminder, this is a podcast without overthinking or overplanning. You know, we casually explore our thoughts, personal experiences, and spiritual journeys across a range of random topics. And, you know, where we keep it real, we keep it intentional, and we always keep the Most High at the center. So I'm just going to jump right in because I am pressed for time, as always. This episode will be a little different. Obviously, there's no guests, no interviews, just me. So therefore, it's an audio letter to you. And I just, again, want to remind you all why you're here, because I'm talking to you like I would a friend on the phone all day, yappity yap, sitting on the couch, feet tucked under a blanket, a glass of water with some lemon nearby. And maybe a candle lit in the background, just vibing. So, yeah, that's the type of vibe I want you to be on. So, today, I just want to talk about preparing for home ownership, because that's what's been going on with me. And it's not just about the money part, though, yes, that matters. Of course, you got to have your savings together, good credit score. Not all the time, but you want to strive for that. I mean, why not, right? But the heart, the habits, and the holiness we bring into the space we hope to call ours, that's what I want to talk about. So, vision before the keys, if you will, okay? So many of us are praying for keys for a house, a car, or whatever, right? But we want the house, the deed, the walk-in, closets, and the granite counters, all these beautiful things that build a home. But I had to ask myself, like, recently, seriously, am I preparing for the home I'm asking for, truly? Because owning a home is not just about having something and the beauty of it inside. It's about maintaining it and managing it, stewarding it, you know, speaking life into that home. And that takes discipline, not just in our finances, but in our mindset, you know, in our spiritual posture. Because spiritually, if we are off, our home will be off, and we'll bring off people into our home, and then it'll be a gun going off. You know what I mean? And we don't want that. So I just want to remind myself and whoever's listening, you know, just make sure your mind, your heart, and your soul is right. You know what I'm saying? Because that takes real responsibility. Being a homeowner means waking up and saying, this space is my responsibility. If something leaks, you can't just call maintenance, because that's what I do here at this apartment right now. I call maintenance for everything. So, like, also, if something breaks, you're fixing it. We're budgeting to fix it. So you have to save for, as they say, rainy days. Saving should always be a part before you are a homeowner. You have to show savings. That shows responsibility. And I think that's very important to put out there. The trash has to go out. Like, the dishes can't sit for days, because then roaches will come. Like, I mean, the other day I was working at my desk and I put dishes in as I'm working. And then at the end of the night, I do the dishes, right? I work from home. And once I went to go put the dishes away, I saw a little roach. I was like, I can't leave nothing out for like no amount of time, because I'm living around other people. I mean, I live, you know, around trees. You know, it is what it is. You know, there's cracks, there's openings. It is what it is. And that's what they're designed for, to find the food, to find the dirtiness or whatever the case, whatever. I hate roaches. I hate them. But anyway, it just made me want to be on top of it that much more. Like anytime I eat, dish in the sink, I'm going to wash it or put it in the dishwasher, period. Because I don't want to even see a roach. Even the floors, they need sweeping. You know, dust don't care about your schedule. It's going to come back. And we got to stay on top of it, you know? So it's like the tidying constantly in our home. And it's not just the physical upkeep I'm talking about either. It's also, again, the emotional and spiritual upkeep too. Your home becomes a reflection of your heart. If your mind is cluttered, chances are so is your room. So is that counter. So are the drawers, you know? You got to clean and get that clutter out of your space. There is no way you can function properly, when you have a whole bunch of clutter. It's just impossible. I've seen it happen to myself and others. It doesn't work. So cleanliness is spiritual too. Very, very major point. So let's talk about that. Cleanliness. Because listen, nobody wants to walk into a home where the energy is heavy and the sink is full. The Most High is not the author of confusion or chaos. He moves in order. And that's who we want to, you know, replicate. That's who we want to embody, you know, his order. So why wouldn't we strive to reflect that in our own space? It's beyond me, you know, because we're distracted. That's why we're distracted with things that don't matter. Don't worry about that relationship where you have to run after somebody. Don't worry about that job that didn't call you. Don't worry about the home if you're going to get qualified or not. Don't worry about the credit card being paid. Just don't worry. What does he say? Don't worry about tomorrow, for it's already worrying about itself. Don't stay in the past. You know, stay focused in the present. You know, do what you can do. You know? Making the bed each morning. You could do that. That's not just a habit. That's training your brain to complete something from the jump. Wiping down the counters. That's protecting your peace. Taking the trash out regularly. That's not just about smell, you know, even though I'm sure that encourages you to take it out. That's about just more removing the waste in your life before it piles up. So you always got to take these little signs, these little habits, and apply it, because it's overall going to help your mind, body, and soul. Because balancing life, still making time for people, you need to do that too. It's crazy being an adult, right? So now let's be real. Life is lifing between work, side hustles, you know, trying to keep up with texts, calls, errands, and meal prepping. It's easy to let people you love fall through the cracks as well. So don't forget that we're here to make an impact on people, to inspire them, to encourage them, to speak the word of life into them, the people who are hopeless, the people who have lost their way because they're piled with all this distractions like bills, work, eating unhealthy. When you start to eat unhealthy, your mind gets fogged, like you ain't thinking straight, and you start to get fat. And then now you're just over-criticizing yourself, self-sabotaging yourself. Like, you can't think straight. So we got to be a light to those people. We have to wake people up, get them back on a routine that's healthy and positive. But let me say this. The house won't hug us when we're sad. So, right, like, we have to keep those relationships with people intact, because they matter. We're strong. We're the chosen ones, right? But we need a little love too. We need a hug. We need a phone call like, hey, just checking on you, sis or bro. Just want to make sure you're good, you know, because the walls, they won't talk back, you know, when you're excited about a new relationship, you know what I'm saying? Or that new job promotion, or that approval for your mortgage, you know, being qualified or whatever. So relationships matter. So make time, even if it's a 10-minute call. Because God forbid, if the people you do have in your heart and you care about, but you don't make time for them and they pass away, then it's like, I wish I would have did this. I wish I could go back and just check in. There ain't going to be a time to do that once they're gone. It is what it is. So make every day count, and trying to implement time for the people you say you care about. Even if it's a voice memo saying, I'm thinking of you, leave that voice memo. Even if it's a prayer, you know what I'm saying? You know, for someone you love, pray for them. Pray for the time to make for these people, because that's the point of building a home. If there's no love flowing through it, what's the point? You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, making time for the Most High is the ultimate foundation. And above all, everything I've mentioned, make the Most High the foundation of your home, of your life, of your heart, and of your mind. Not just with scripture on a wall. That's nice. That's a nice reminder. But in how you treat yourself when nobody's watching, and how you treat people when nobody's watching, and how you respond to stress, and how you rest on that Sabbath, and how you invite peace into your life. Because we can have everything the world says is success, but if our hearts aren't aligned, if our homes are hollow, then it's just furniture sitting on floors. It's not a home. So ask the Most High to bless not just the home you're praying for, but the habits, right, you're building today, right now, or what you could start building today, right now. That is when he gives you the keys. That's when you're ready. When you work on yourself inside and out. So that's where I'm at today. Balancing life, learning to clean as I go, making time for the people who matter, working very hard over here, but resting as well. And preparing not just to be a homeowner, but to be a home builder. Spiritually, emotionally, and physically. You know, I just went on a nice hike. It's so refreshing to just get into nature, hear the birds, you know, run from the bees or the bugs. There was this black bug that was like stalking me. I don't know what its problem was, but I ran my little heart out and it left me eventually. But what I'm saying is get out and just enjoy life. Respectfully, and do it proudly, okay? So thank you for listening to my casual convo audio letter. If this episode spoke to you, share it with someone who's also in season of preparation, because we're not just building homes, we're building legacies. Until next time, stay grounded, stay grateful, and stay guided. Peace and love to you all. Mwah. All praises to the Most High.